Okay, campers, rise and shine. Don't forget your booties, because it's cold out there today.
Oh, yeah. How we doing? DFC time.
How's it going? One man down. One man down.
What's going on, Justin?
Oh, pretty good. Pretty good. I thought I was going to be the drunk one tonight, but...
Yeah, we're down one man.
We're recording extra late this evening.
It is late.
Yeah.
It is very quite late.
I had to go shoot a dart tournament earlier, which is why I thought I would be the drunkest person in the room.
But no, Danielle shot
a dart match. At 1 p.m.
Yeah.
I shot a dart tournament at 8.
She came staggering in about 5:30.
I'm trashed. I'm going to go lay down.
I'm sitting here watching Groundhog Day.
She is now making good on her promise.
Yeah, we tried to get her up. We had her up walking around.
She had a robe on.
And then she went through up.
Yeah, and she had to go lay down.
So that's the second time we've lost one to the sickness.
Hey.
I was the first victim on.
I've never been down.
Not yet, but we can pump you through, pump you full of some booze and...
I'll make it through a recording. I'll fucking Hadouken. I don't care.
Hadouken.
Exactly.
But we are Drunk Film Company. We're 2/3 of the group. And we're going to do...
For everybody wondering, my name is Justin Time.
Yes.
And to my right, you don't know that he's to my right, but he's to my right. This is JTB.
Yes, it is.
We're trying to figure out what else the B could stand for now that he no longer bartends. So go ahead and email us at...
Drunk Film Commentary at yahoo.com.
And go ahead and tell us what you think the B should stand for. I think Bastard would be appropriate. Jason the Bastard.
You know, we did get an email.
Oh.
From our listener, Mandalay.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, she sent us her top 5 film soundtracks.
Oh, what were hers? Do you have those handy?
I think I do. I don't know. I don't have them handy, but...
Well, while you pull them up, I'm going to send a special shout-out to our listeners in Australia.
Yeah, we had like 14 downloads there in the last week.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the same dude or what.
Howdy, mate.
Hey, there's a good chance we might be related. My last name is Tunks. So, if your last name is Tunks, there's a good chance we are related.
Yeah.
I mean, from what I understand, I don't know. Maybe I don't know anything about lineage and genealogy.
Are you from Australia?
No, but a lot of my family got sent there.
So you think you're related to everybody there?
At least a couple of them. I mean, there's a chance. I'm not saying, you know, it's not all Smiths are related to every Smith, but some of them are.
Okay.
You know?
Huh. Damn it, I'm having trouble finding Mandalay's...
It can't be that hard. We only get one email a month. It should be right there at the top. Did you go to Red Mail? Did you do that? Not the color, but the past sense of read.
I got all this stuff from Podomatic, which is our subscriber. We're on Podomatic. That's our main.
Yeah, that's...
We're also on iTunes.
You can find us on either.
Rate us on iTunes.
Yeah, do something.
Do something.
Email us, comment us. I don't care. Tell us we suck. I don't give a shit. Just say something. Give us some feedback, because otherwise we're just going to keep doing this mediocre bullshit.
Yeah. Rate us on iTunes. Just drop us a line at drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
At Yahoo. It's yahoo.com. It's not Gmail like I always think it is.
It's Yahoo.
Yeah, it's definitely
Maybe
Yahoo.
You should set up a Gmail just in case.
Just in case everyone's sending it to Gmail?
Yeah.
Is that what's going on, folks?
Maybe.
Send me one email at the Yahoo and... Yeah, but you can download the app, the Podomatic app, right to your phone. Look at us giving Podomatic free publicity now.
I think they
owe us.
I think so.
We're suing.
Yes.
Go.
Let's do it.
Call the lawyer. We're done. Press pause. No, but tonight we're going to be talking about 1993's Groundhog Day.
Hey, yeah. Before that, I did find Mandalay's top 5.
Oh, you got it now?
Movie
okay, good.
Yes, I do. I got it right here. Start from the bottom up.
That's how we do it.
All right, yeah. So number 5 was Grease.
Okay, all right. I can see her liking Grease.
Yeah, yeah. Number four was Dangerous Minds.
Oh.
That was, what's his face, right?
His name?
Coolio, right?
Yes, 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 yes.
Coolio, Michelle Pfeiffer.
And wasn't Busta Rhymes in that?
I don't know.
There was some other black guy.
Okay.
No offense, black people.
Her number three was 8 Mile.
Okay, that was one of mine.
Yeah.
Good call. That was my number five, I believe.
Number two was Hustle and Flow.
Oh, shit, I forgot about Hustle and Flow.
Yeah.
Damn, that's an Academy Award-winning soundtrack.
And her number one was Blow, which I remember the movie. I like the music in the movie, but I don't really remember the soundtrack, so.
I wouldn't be able to tell you the soundtrack. That movie was just so long,
yeah.
And I usually smoked a lot of pot when I watched that movie, so.
But thanks to our listener, Amanda Lake, for sending that in.
Thank you. Thank you. Send us another one. Send us your top fives. We'll air them.
Unfortunately, we won't have our top five because our next top five is top five, what's his face? Bruce Willis? No, not Bruce Willis.
Bill Murray?
Bill Murray, yeah. Top five Bill Murray, so.
Yeah.
We're recording that tonight, so.
Yeah, well, I mean.
That's kind of how we do this. It comes out every other week, but.
No, send us yours after we do ours.
Well, we can talk about it after the file, too, yeah.
Like, you listen to ours, send us yours.
Or if you follow us on Facebook, we'll have the posting up
there. We'll talk about theirs at the beginning of the next episode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We'll call them out by name and everything.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Tell us what you want to. I'll call you Little Dick Johnny if that's what you want me to call you. I don't give a fuck.
You can also drop us off movie suggestions. We'll throw them in the mix.
Yeah.
We have our random movie mix, which we use.
I finally remembered to bring
it. He has it in his hand right now. And there's some good movies on there, but we've taken a lot of them off. So.
Baby's Day Out?
No, that's shit. That's on there.
Hey, Empire Records is on here.
Oh, really?
Cross that one out. Give me a pen. No. Who's got a pen?
I don't.
Well, who's got a pen? It's just you and me here today.
There's a pen. There you are.
But oddly enough, this is not the first time I've done this with two people.
What, a podcast?
Yeah. This very specific podcast. Well, not Groundhog Day, but it was when you got sick during Star Wars.
Oh, a Phantom Menace.
Yeah, and Chris had already left. And
oh, no,
Nate
Chris.
Was,
Chris wasn't there.
Or no. No,
it was just the four of us.
It was, yeah. No, Nate was busy with his phone call is what it was.
Yeah.
And then, Chris stopped by real early in the day, though, before chasing Amy.
Did he?
Yeah, I think he just stopped and, like, said, hey, because we invited him, and but he couldn't get out of work, but he just stopped and he hung out for, like, 20 minutes or something.
Yeah,
like
he wasn't on the show or anything.
I don't think we recorded him at all, if I remember.
Yeah, I don't think.
We'd have to go back and listen to Chasing Amy, but.
He's not in the Chasing Amy at all, so.
I'm pretty sure he left, or if he was there, he was just there for and kept quiet for the first 5 minutes of recording.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't know. That was a while ago. That was like a year ago. Goddamn. But yeah.
So we got a movie to watch here.
I'm gonna cross out Empire Records. What first movie you think of?
First movie I think of? King Kong.
Okay.
You gotta ask me which one. Is it one? Which one? I would say the original.
Okay, all right.
1933.
Is it 33?
Yeah.
I thought it was 34.
Pretty sure it's 33. You have the.
I got the Googler up. Let me Google this. All right, so why don't you give them a little bit of background info on how this movie did?
Groundhog Day?
Yeah.
Yeah, Groundhog Day, it came out in 93, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it was 1993.
Yeah.
For sure.
My paper is right here. Ba-ba-da-ba-da, there it is. Okay.
It is 1933.
It's
see. Good job.
Film studies certificate.
Yeah, well, have fun with that degree.
It's directed by Harold Ramis. You know where Harold Ramis is?
The late, great Harold Ramis?
You know who he is?
Did he do a little movie called Ghostbusters 1 and 2?
Yeah, it's fucking Egon, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's also in Stripes.
Egon, but not forgotten.
Yes. Unfortunately, he passed away. Like a year or two ago?
It was like 3 years ago now.
But how long?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Everybody's dying.
That's true. It didn't make a whole lot of money at the box office that year. I mean, it did okay. I don't have the number of what it made, but it was number 13 for the year. 1993 was a big year of movies.
But it was the only movie that came out in the beginning of the year that got good reviews.
Yeah, it came out like early on and... And then hit,
and
you know,
it stayed strong until like fall or whatever.
But that was
a
year
I was reading that.
That was a year of Jurassic Park, Mrs. Doubtfire, The Fugitive, The Firm, and Sleepless in Seattle were the top five movies.
And, oh, there was another good movie too. Shit, where am I at? All right, hold on. I'm not used to using a computer.
Oh yeah.
Stay with me, folks. Let's talk about the stage adaptation.
Oh yeah.
It's coming out in 2017, next year.
You know what? They're doing everything. I just went and saw the Heathers stage adaptation. It's a musical. Me and Danny went to see that about a month ago or so.
How was that?
It was a lot different than the movie. I'll give it that. I love the movie. It's a lot different than the movie.
A lot different?
Yeah. Yeah.
How much different?
Well, it's way more gay.
Way more.
And I don't mean like homosexually orientated. I mean just gay, like bad.
Just bad.
Yeah, like bad musical gayness.
Oh, Schindler's List was the movie I was looking at. That came out the same year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. That wasn't the top five box office, though.
Oh.
I mean, no.
Okay.
You go to Box Office Mojo.
It was probably number six, then.
If you go to boxofficemojo.com.
I just think it's funny that's
got,
that's,
like,
everything. That's what Spielberg sent in as his graduation thing for his final project for film school.
Okay.
That's what he, like, did, because he technically never graduated, and they were like, all right, well... He was like, all right, well, here, this is my final project.
And what was
and
it?
He sent in Schindler's List.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, we're hear about that.
Yeah, I heard that story. Is that true?
I don't know if it's true. I read it on the internet, so.
Well, bonjour. Well,
if I listen to Abe Lincoln, you know, he tells me everything.
Yeah. But we're watching Groundhog Day. We just got through the opening part where he was working in the city. The city? What city?
This, fucking.
That's not New York.
No.
That's way too small.
Is that Philly or Pittsburgh?
Pittsburgh, yeah. There it is, yeah. Pittsburgh, a fictional Pittsburgh television station.
Disclaimer here. Me and Jason did a lot of shots before we started this, so.
Oh, yeah, well, it's drunk film commentary.
Yeah, and it's just the two of us, so we got to get...
We got to cover
for... We got to get a third extra drunk.
Yeah. Yes, we're drinking for three.
Yes. I love it. Alright.
Did you know most of this movie was filmed in Woodstock, Illinois?
No way, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, all the stuff that in the town and everything, that's all in Woodstock. And there's a shot in here that's filmed right near us in Waukegan.
Oh, nice.
On the Amstus. The little freeway segment that's in Waukegan.
Oh, really?
When they get stuck in the snow there, that's on the Amstus. And you can see Waukegan in the background. Pretty cool.
Neat.
So,
neat.
Yeah, I just learned that this week, and then So we'll get to that part, I guess.
Yeah, that's up there a little bit.
I just didn't want to miss. I might miss it.
Yeah, it happens.
We could be talking about David Duke or something. Yeah,
like the fact that a woodchuck and a groundhog are the same thing. I just learned that 2 minutes ago, folks.
Are they the same thing?
They're the same exact animal.
Okay, so why isn't it called Woodchuck Day?
I don't fucking know. I'm gonna start calling it Woodchuck Day. Suck it, conformist.
You know, I would say out of all the films that are based on holidays, this is probably one of my favorites that are named after holidays.
That are named after holidays?
There's a Mother's Day coming out.
Yeah, and then there's Valentine's Day.
And you were just mentioned, what did you just say?
What?
What did you just say before that, too? You said one.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. But, Groundhog Day is one. There's Mother's Day's coming out.
Yeah.
There's Labor Day came out a couple years ago. I think Groundhog Day is the best one.
Of movies that end in day?
Or they're named, the name is the actual holiday.
The name's the holiday.
I think Eli Roth's fake trailer, Thanksgiving. You ever see that?
I haven't seen that.
Well, it was with the two movies that Tarantino and Rodriguez did. What was it called? When they put them together, that double feature?
Oh, the Death Proof and Grind Proof.
Grindhouse. Yeah, it was that. It was one of the fake trailers in between. That Eli Roth, the guy who did Hostel.
Oh, okay, then yeah, I have seen that.
And it was.
I don't remember it, but.
Yeah, it was Thanksgiving. I have a T-shirt that says Thanksgiving.
Oh.
It says, come early, leave stuffed or something on it. It's got turkey with a knife in it.
Nice.
Yeah. So. They were talking about actually making that movie, I guess, but it didn't fall through.
It didn't fall through? It's coming out?
No, it didn't come through, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Hey,
so it fell through.
Hey, don't you... I'll stick Danny on you.
Hey,
I'll make you go in there and talk to her.
I will break the rules and play on that whiskey drinking bitches only dartboard. I neither drink whiskey nor am I a bitch. So
I should have known because earlier today she was practicing darts before she left. She was getting ready.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was ready to shoot. So yeah, her and her ladies had some fun
for
today.
For those of you who live in parts of the world that don't shoot darts.
I think everybody shoots darts.
Nah.
If you listen to a podcast, you know what shooting darts is.
No.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, some.
Well, I mean, like you.
It might be a different type of game.
No, I was gonna.
You can't say cricket.
No, I was gonna say. I was gonna explain just how dart league works. Basically, you show up, you shoot 15 to 17 games of different games of darts.
Oh no, your team does.
Yeah, you and a team.
You and a team of
four people.
Two players at a time.
It's a league, and you play for drinks, and basically you just get really trashed the whole time you do it.
You don't get. No, it's not always the case.
It's not always the case, but a lot of the time.
You only
have
to buy two drinks at the most. Feeling.
Oh yeah, you only have to.
They don't care.
Whatever.
Yeah. I know you're trying to fill time, but we have a movie on. And,
I'm not worried about filling time. Not yet.
Is it Groundhog Day?
Let's go. Yeah,
we just missed.
Yeah, they just showed up down in Punxsutawney or whatever.
Oh, you just woke up, though. It's the first time you woke up with the clock radio playing the Sonny and Cher hit that we opened with.
Yeah, and I should have fucking said it again. I missed it.
Let's say what?
The opening line.
Oh, yeah, we missed that, too, but that's all right.
I did it, but it's cool.
Yeah, you did the first time you came.
Yeah, I missed that time.
It'll come back up once or twice.
Several. At least once.
So what do you think of this movie, Justin? Generally, I mean, it's... It's weird, huh?
It's one of those movies that the first couple times I saw it, I was like, yeah, that's all right. And then it grew on me, and then I've seen it a thousand times, so now it's not my favorite movie in the world.
Yeah.
But I still like it. It's still a good movie. I think it's heartwarming. Yeah. I think it's, you know, at the end of the day, I feel good for the guy, so.
I think back
in... I feel like Bill Murray learned his lesson this time.
This would be one of those weird kind of films that are like a fantasy kind of style, I guess. Fantasy fiction.
Like, I could see him just waking up out of a dream to, you know.
Yeah, this is like Back to the Future, stuff like that.
Yeah.
The 80s and 90s were kind of big on those kind of big was another one.
The kind of
the total crazy fantasy movie kind of thing without being crazy fantasy with Lord of the Rings kind of shit. Just regular, normal fantasy. But they don't really do that much anymore, do they? I mean,
now if they do it, it's like something serious like Looper or Predestination. I don't know if you've seen any of those.
I saw Looper. Looper was a good film, yeah.
Yeah, Looper was good. Predestination, that's got Ethan Hawke in it.
Okay, I'm not familiar with that one.
It's one of those weird fucking movies that'll blow your mind.
Okay.
You know, just like stupid, like, you know, time travel bullshit, weird shit.
Okay.
And you're like, oh, shit. Like, at the end of it, you're like, oh, shit, did M. Night Shyamalan direct this? Oh,
but
no,
he
those didn't.
Are more like sci-fi real. Or not real, but sci-fi serious kind of things.
Yeah, but
I'm talking about, like, the goofy, like, the,
no,
the
I'm
fun,
like,
the fantasy. The...
That's where they've taken it, is it's all serious now.
Hey, Steven Tobolsky.
Hey, there he is.
You know, after I've seen this movie again, I thought we should have done the top five Steven Tobolsky appearances rather than Bill Murray. Are you familiar with Steven Tobolsky?
I think I could maybe get five movies he's in.
Well, he's not just movies. He's been on, like, TV shows. He's been on stuff.
I couldn't place him in TV. I could only place him in movies,
oh.
At least at the moment. I don't know. Maybe if I thought about it when I was sober.
He was Sammy Jenkins in Memento. Remember that?
Yeah, that was my number one.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
As soon as I thought of it, I was like, yep.
Also remember he was in that 70s show. He was the professor that was banging Sister Lori, and he came back to the house for, like, Thanksgiving or Easter or something, and he was, you know, talking about what a great student she was. They were making out in the...
Oh, I do remember that episode now.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
That was him, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, okay, yeah.
And now he's on, I think it's the Goldbergs. He's like a principal of school or...
He is.
He's in so much shit. He's in tons of shit. I looked through his filmography.
No, I like that
IMDb.
Show, the Goldbergs. That's a good
one. Goldbergs is a good show, yeah.
I give it a thumbs up.
Yeah, me too. I'll do a keg with that.
Yeah, I'll throw a keg at it.
Yeah, yeah. We shouldn't drink beers at the same
time. No, I was just thinking the same thing. We got to time that out. All right, so here's the working on our beer drinking. But anyway, so, it's nice seeing you. All right, Needlehead.
And you know what? Whenever I see Stephen Tobolowsky in a movie or a TV show, you know, I always have to say, Ned Ryerson? It drives her nuts. She hates it. She just wants to punch me every time. But
I
gotta
funny,
do it.
Though.
I gotta do it every time. They're arriving at the
he's showing
town square here, which is this is filmed in Woodstock, Illinois as well. And it's the big party. It's supposed to be in Punxsutawney.
And it's right before. You know, well, I don't know. Since we're getting all these international listeners, should we explain Groundhog's Day to people?
Well, you know what? It's true that Groundhog's Day is actually a very American holiday.
Oh, I was going to say it's.
They had
stupid as fuck.
They had trouble marketing this overseas. This film.
I could very easily see that.
Well, I'm sure, like people listen to us in America or. You know,
in
American speaking nations.
Yeah.
You know, because we speak American, not English.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, my opinion. But they all are aware of Groundhog Day, I think.
We just spell things a little differently.
Yeah, yeah.
We took out some U's and some E's and.
Some O's there. Behavior and U's and.
So fuck y'all.
Yeah, I miss the umlaut, though. Wish we would have kept that.
So is that the double one?
The two dots, yeah. I missed that.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
I meant the umlaut.
Oh. But they're doing the first drawing of the pulling out the groundhog.
Well, and right now he's kind of, you know, this is his first time going through it, and he's just, whatever, this is a bullshit assignment, I shouldn't even be out here.
Well, this is like his third or fourth year in a row.
Yeah.
His fourth year, yeah. Even at the beginning, they're talking about, oh, is this your third time? No, it's fourth.
No, it's my fourth.
You fucking bitch. Get that look in his eyes. Yeah, I'm fourth.
Oh, but anyways, I got ahead of myself. Groundhog's Day is if the groundhog, they pull a groundhog out of a stump, and if he sees his shadow and goes back in his stump, it's.
We get 6 more weeks of winter, or we don't get 6 weeks.
It's one of them, I don't even remember.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me Google
it. It doesn't matter either.
It's one or the other. It's a stupid ass thing. It's never true. It doesn't fucking matter.
Well, it comes through tongue.
Sometimes, but
I mean,
but I could also I could also guess, and we'd be fine.
Yeah, it's kind of the same thing.
We don't need to track a poor woodchuck. I don't fucking know. Some dude was probably banging a woodchuck.
Where did Groundhog Day actually come from?
I'm looking it up right now.
But. So, yeah, Punxsutawneyville this year has declared 6 more weeks of winter.
God damn.
And the mayor, whoever was running this party, that's Bill Murray's brother, Brian.
Oh, really?
Bill Murphy, yeah, the older guy. The guy who chokes on the steak later on.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a brother. He has, six brothers, or he's five brothers?
He's got a bunch of brothers.
He's shitload, yeah. And most of them are actors, too. Not as famous as him, of
yeah,
course.
Yeah, he's the best, but...
Yeah.
Wow, it dates back to 1887.
Yeah?
Yeah, apparently.
Is it religious?
I don't think so. Well, I haven't read much yet, but...
No?
That was in the link I clicked, so...
Okay, alright. But, Chris Elliott. He's good. I like Chris Elliott.
Oh, Chris Elliott cracks me up.
Yeah.
I don't like, some of his shit, but like I can't think of anything specific. But I know I haven't liked some of the characters he's played.
He has occasionally.
I like him overall.
He's occasionally gone the Tom Green route. Where he went a little too far, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
He kind of like tries to play just like kind of a normal loser guy instead of a
oh god damn it
a
why
super
is this
weirdo.
Playing? This is making noise.
What are you doing over there?
There's an ad. I can't. It's over.
Here's
one,
the scene
with
the
emphasis. Oh, the one in Waukegan,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you'll see Waukegan right behind him here. See in the background there? There's the Waukegan skyline. So, Waukegan's a city in Illinois, and
it is
a short little piece of expressway about
it is religious.
2 miles long. Groundhog Day is religious?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hold on. Danny's computer is really slow. All right, Groundhog Day has its root in the ancient Christian tradition of Candlemas Day, when clergy would bless and distribute candles needed for winter. The candles represented how long and cold the winter would be. Germans expanded on this concept by selecting...
Wait. Sorry. Back up a little bit. How did Groundhogs get involved with us again?
We haven't got there yet.
Oh, okay, there's candles. Okay, they have candles.
So far we're at candles.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Just like candles. The Germans would expand on this concept by selecting an animal, the hedgehog, as a means of predicting weather. Once they came to America, German settlers in Pennsylvania continued the tradition, although they switched from hedgehogs to groundhogs, which were plentiful in the Keystone State.
Wow.
Yep.
What state was that, Virginia?
That's Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. Oh, so the same,
Yeah.
Near Punxsutawney, possibly.
Yeah, that's where the first one and all of them have been ever celebrated, so...
Oh, that's where it originated?
That's where it started, and that's where it's going to end.
Okay.
At least if it keeps going throughout, it's going on.
Since this movie was made, Punxsutawney is, like, growing popularity at Groundhog Day. It's, like, the place to be for the hardcore groundhog people.
I'm sure.
Not so much before the movie, though. But there's also spots in Woodstock, Illinois that has, like, the locations, like, where he stepped the part off the curb.
Oh, where he stepped,
like, a little plaque there that says, Bill Murray stepped here. Mm-hmm. And
except here 1,000 times.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the time, did you know? You have any idea how many days he goes through with this?
No, I saw a thing about it, but I didn't actually read it.
Yeah, it's.
I can pull it up here if you.
Oh, I got it here. I got it all here. I'm just asking you if you. What would you think? Without looking at your box.
I mean, I would really have no idea. It seems like it goes by, and maybe...
I mean, how many do you think they show you? They show you probably 40 or so?
I was thinking like a couple of months.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But then you think about it, he learns how to speak French.
Yeah.
There's an ice sculpt.
Yeah, he does a whole bunch of cool
play
shit.
Play the piano.
Yeah.
And some groups have tried to figure it out. The kind of ideal that people are kind of agreeing upon is... around 33 years.
Well, I got something right here that says Harold Ramis stated in the DVD commentary that he believed 10 years pass.
Yeah, that's not true. He said that and at the very beginning.
Yeah, but then he says in an email. I'm sorry, I'm reading further in here.
But then, he changed.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
He changed it to closer, like around 30 years, I believe.
Yeah, he changed it to 30 or 40, yeah.
Yeah. But somebody like made a whole list of how long it would take,
and it's Tobolowsky, not Tobolsky.
Tobolsky.
It's
what's Julie's last name?
Tobolsky. Yeah.
Is that the same?
No, it's Tobolowsky.
Tobolowsky.
I was like, he's almost right. What is it? I was like, that's not quite.
I'm gonna call him Sammy Jankus.
Whatever.
He was badass at that. Hey, I'll see the groundhog, eh?
Oh, hey.
This is his day two, huh?
Yeah, this day two, he doesn't know what the fuck's going on. He's like, I just had a fucked up ass dream.
So could anyone else have played this character? This is kind of Bill Murray's thing, right?
Mark Wahlberg? No, I'm kidding.
Well, I guess word was Harold Ramis first thought about having Tom Hanks, getting him to do it. But he thought Tom Hanks would be too nice. He wants one a little darker, I guess.
See, I could almost see, you know, I'm looking at who was around in the time period.
Steve Martin, Chevy Chase.
I was gonna say either Steve Martin or Dan Aykroyd.
Yeah, I can see.
Like I was gonna say Dan Aykroyd over Steve Martin.
Dan Aykroyd can't lead a movie. He never did.
That's true.
Did he have any ever?
Let me Google.
That's what Google's all about, huh?
I mean, I can't think of any that he... Well, he co-starred, but that's it.
Oh, yeah. I think he's been in something. I keep thinking Dr. Detroit, but that's Michael Keaton, I believe. But so, oh, here. Ned Ryerson?
Wait, how the fuck do you spell Aykroyd?
A-Y-K-R-O-Y-D. Okay. I believe.
Wow, I've been spelling it wrong my entire life. I thought it was A-K-Y, or A-K-R-Y-O-Y-D.
A-K-Y.
Or, what, I don't know. However I typed it in is how I thought it was.
You'd think Google would know, though.
Yeah, it did, but I was like, is that the same? Well, I don't know. What do you consider Blues Brothers or Trading Places?
That's a John Belushi movie and an Eddie Murphy movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, yeah, take that back.
Yeah.
Those are just the first two that popped up.
Yeah. And then he's Ghostbusters.
Coneheads?
Yeah, okay. That's, yeah.
That's him.
Yeah, that's not a big hit, though.
The Best of Dan Aykroyd.
Okay.
I bet you he's starting that one.
Dan Aykroyd's a good supporting guy, though. He's always...
He's
in that one with John Candy, too. Was that Great Outdoors? No.
Yeah, Great Outdoors.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
That was a good flick, yeah.
I like that one.
Was that John Candy?
Yeah, that's John Candy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was right after Who's Harry Crumb.
Oh, yeah. I remember Summer Rental as well, John Candy. Oh, that's a great movie.
Wait, is that the one...
The one where they get the Summer Rental?
Well, wait, is that the one with the... There's the scene with the boat, or is that Great Outdoors?
I think Great Outdoors is the one with the boat.
Okay.
Summer Rental is...
I'm sure I've seen Summer Rental, but I can't place it.
Great scene where this dog's out in the rain. He goes, lets him in. The dog, like, knocks the door and locks him out and gets on the chair. He's eating his popcorn. He's outside in the rain. You fucking dog.
Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, no, I have seen it. I have seen it.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And the neighbor comes over with their fake tits. He's like, hey, what do you think of these? And,
yep. And then he's all freaked out.
For a
10-year-old,
I'm like, I like this movie.
That's the one where they're on the beach. Yeah.
Summer Rental. So, yeah, I don't know how we got to talking about that.
I don't know, but anyway.
Groundhog Day.
Well, we started talking about Dan Aykroyd. Then we started talking about John Candy.
Well,
and then, you ever seen that movie Uncle Ron?
Uncle Ron, no.
Oh, or Captain Ron, Captain Ron.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that one.
That's good. Who the fuck is
you're thinking
Captain
Uncle Buck?
Ron? No, Uncle Buck's a good one. Well, that's got John Candy in it.
Yeah.
Who the fuck's in Captain Ron? That's a good one.
Is that Kurt Russell?
Yes, Kurt Russell.
Really? Am I right?
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Holy
fuck. I swear, I'm 90% sure.
That just sounded right, but I wasn't.
I was going to say Russell Crowe, but I was like, that's wrong.
Yeah, Russell Crowe's wrong.
Oh, I'm Australian. I'm going to fight some people.
Hey, don't knock the Australians.
I'm related to half of them.
Okay, we've had 14 downloads from them.
Hey, do you ever notice I can do a really good Australian accent when I have a cigarette in my mouth?
Right. How about that, mate?
Captain.
So there's no hot water at the little bed and breakfast you're staying at?
Yeah, Kurt Russell, Martin Short.
Okay.
Martin Short could have played this role.
It would have sucked.
Yeah, no, I'm kidding. I don't even like Innerspace. I don't like Martin Short.
Short's okay a little bit.
Yeah, a little, but for a whole movie?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, Three Amigos,
they
could have replaced him with anybody.
Pressing it. Like,
he's just good because he's with Steve Martin.
If it wasn't for those two.
Yeah, it would have been. So.
That would have been the worst. Like, if it was like him and Antonio Banderas, and
he was okay at Arrested Development.
Yeah,
like gimpy, you know,
yeah,
the cripple guy.
I'll give you that.
But he's supposed to be kind of like an annoying dick, so I guess he's, so. He
so they
well.
Wrote a character for him.
Yeah.
All right, I get behind that. Again,
there ain't no hill, mountain we can climb, babe.
I got you, babe.
I got you, babe.
Brum, 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 brum.
Where's
brum,
my
brum,
folks, babe?
Brum, 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 brum. Have one of mine, babe. Brum, brum,
talk.
Brum, brum, brum,
talk
brum. What do you want me to talk about? I'm going to talk about this goddamn movie. Now, look, this is his third day. He's freaking the fuck out. He doesn't know what's going on. He's storming out. I don't even know what the fuck I would do. Like, he's just running. Yeah, this is day three where he's just booking it.
That's one thing that they noticed online is the continuity is off because he leaves the house at a certain time the day before, and this time he left way faster than he did the first time. When you go outside, the same people are lined up in the same spots, when actually he should be a couple minutes ahead of time of what he was the day before.
But maybe that's a little more about
fate and what's supposed to happen.
Yeah. That's kind of how I kind of take a little bit of this. Not so much. It's about fate and learning a lesson.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, the universe picked him to, you know, be the guy that had to learn that lesson.
But if he slept in for an extra hour and came out, would the guy still want to say, hey, looking forward to seeing the groundhog? No, dickhead, it was 20 minutes ago.
Yeah. I don't know about all that. I didn't think that far into it.
Well, just questioning.
Sorry, my phone's vibrating.
Oh, is that what's shaking the table here?
Shook the whole table.
Yeah. Is Mrs. Justin Time coming by?
You want me to check?
Sure.
That's who hit me up, so.
Yeah. Maybe we might have a guest star for the second
day
half.
Day three. He's here. He is with Rita.
He's kind of getting a little crazy now.
Yeah. He's...
Now, this is kind of... That's what's weird about these fantasy movies that were out popular on then, is that it's kind of hard to think about what you would
She'll
do.
She'll probably be over shortly.
Oh, okay. But it's kind of hard to think about what you would do in those situations, because they're so unrealistic, you know?
Yeah, you'd think you'd do one thing, but you'd probably end up doing something else.
I'd probably just sit in my room and cry all day.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I would do.
What the fuck's going on?
Like, I would wig out, yeah. Probably. My head would explode. I'd have an aneurysm every day.
But he goes through so many of these days where he does a lot of crazy shit, though, I guess. I mean, he's out drinking with the buddies. And
making friends with everybody. He learns everything about everybody in the whole goddamn town, basically.
You never see him actually just get up and get out of town right away. You think if he would have left as soon as he woke up, he'd beat that blizzard.
Yeah.
Because they go here, they go to breakfast, and they
and
go...
Then, yeah, and he...
Yeah, and then the blizzard comes in after that.
Just fucking railed it, yeah.
But you think if he made it to Pittsburgh and crashed out there, woke up back with Sonny and Cher again?
Probably.
Yeah, I guess.
But, and then, even then, that comes back to fate or something. He'd probably get a mile out of town, and then his car would break down, and then he'd fucking freeze to death or some shit, and then wake back up in the hotel room.
Yeah, just time would mess with him.
Yeah.
That was in that 11/22/63 show that I was talking about on Hulu.
I read the short story, so...
Yeah, it was... That show had that where time messed with them, and it was like they're trying to change events and happen, and now time throws things at you.
It's
kind of like Final Destination, where
you can't
cheat death
can't
and it comes back.
It. Yeah.
That's silly, but it was fun. I guess those movies
are. There's better examples of that. Like, have you watched any of the new Flash show?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's pretty good, but there's one of the things the Flash can do is he can travel fast enough to go back in time using the Speed Force, yada yada, whatever.
Okay.
But if
does he run around the planet and, like Superman
he's
did?
He's not Superman. He can do that if he wants to, but he can just do it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just
run through time?
He can go from like here to the edge of town and, you know, be going back in time by then.
Okay.
From, like,
he can't
here.
Go forward though?
He can go anywhere in time.
You go forward or backwards?
Yeah.
Huh.
But anyways. They describe it like it's like ripples. Like, if you change one thing, it's going to change everything.
Yeah.
Or you're going to try to change something, and no matter what you do, it's still going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, specifically, you know, he's like, or not specifically, but just for a good example. For a good example, this is an easy way to explain it.
Uh-huh.
Like, if he goes back and saves his mom's still going to die, you know, when he's a kid. So.
Yeah, if not then, the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something's going to fall on her head and shit.
Exactly.
Yeah. Huh. So it's like just fate's going to happen no matter what.
Can't cheat death, and taxes are pretty hard.
But see, I don't think fate, I don't believe in that.
I don't know. I don't really believe in anything.
Yeah. I guess we went over that with the passion thing. Passion of Christ. Yeah.
I mean, I don't be a fucking
there's
shithead.
There's nice ideas.
Don't be a shithead. If you need that, if you need to believe in something, go ahead and believe in it, but...
Well, they're nice ideas.
Yeah, no, it is.
It'd be nice, you know? I don't know if it'd be nice to live Groundhog's Day for 30-some years.
No, that would fucking suck.
But he didn't age, though, so...
I guess,
that's pretty good.
I guess that's good,
that's
yeah.
Extra life, then, I guess. He just...
Now that you put it like that, I would kind of like that.
You know, he just grew 36 years in one day.
Yeah. Imagine how wise that fucker would be.
Yeah, I mean, he learned French. He knows
he
all about the town.
He studied a bunch of shit just fucking around, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I think a lot of it probably drives you a little crazy, though. I'd probably be nuts.
Oh, yeah, it would fuck with me. I'm sure, and I wonder what he's like, you know, after the fact.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everything ends good, but...
Yeah, what happens afterwards?
Yeah, well, how many years of therapy did
you
have to go through?
I don't think they're going to stay together after this.
No?
They try to do this happily ever after thing, but there's no way. He learns everything about this chick for one day. Yeah. What's going to happen the next day when she talks about something else that he doesn't know anything about, he's not perfect on? Or he does, like, make a joke about.
And, yeah, she doesn't
she's like,
oh,
yeah. You faked all that just to learn what I liked that day.
I don't know, 30, 40 years? And to her, not a day has passed?
But it's the same day. He doesn't know what she's like at home, in the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah, true.
You know?
True.
If she can keep a job that long, maybe she just got hired there, and, you know, it's her 10th job in a year. She's a fucking loser, you know? You don't know. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
You met her, you know, I don't know what kind of relationship they have. They just met this day, or
yeah,
they kind of knew each other maybe a little bit. They might have worked together here and there. But, because he didn't really seem to really be into her until a couple days in. I mean, he's not, like, into her right away. He's, like, treats her like just a normal producer, kind of like,
yeah,
yeah.
He's like, hey, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's like, hey.
Yeah, after like a couple days, he kind of.
Hey.
Well, he meets that one chick and he starts calling her Rita.
Yeah.
Nancy?
Yeah.
Did we do that already?
No, I don't think we got there yet.
Okay. He's on the railroad tracks now.
Yep, he's running them down.
That's one of the rules you're not supposed to do.
Yeah, you're never supposed to drive on the railroad tracks.
Did you ever hear that advice when you were a kid?
I did.
You did? Wow.
I have heard that advice.
Well, you grew up in Delaware, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Delaware is backwards.
They never told us not to drive on the railroad tracks.
Oh.
Well. You know why?
Because you're not an idiot?
Yeah. We kind of knew not to drive.
That's what I said. I was like, yeah, well, why would the fuck would I do
that? Well, they told us how to walk on the railroad tracks, and we did.
Well, but I...
But who would drive their car on?
It's a lot easier for me to take 10 steps off the fucking track than it is to get my car off the track.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Until you get caught in, like, a Stand By Me situation where you're on a bridge.
Oh, yeah. That's a good flick.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. I'm coming up with a pick next time.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah, yeah. It is your turn.
My first pick, yeah.
Oh, second.
What? Passion?
Passion.
That was for the holiday, though.
Yeah, but you said you were taking that as your pick, though.
Yeah, well, that's fine. But in the future, though, if we do ones for holidays,
yeah.
That's
no,
not,
yeah.
That's not my
pick. We've already established that.
Yeah, yeah. We have a cycle going here where each person's going to pick a movie, and then... Each fourth time, we pick one from our random movie selection there.
Which is tonight. I'm going to have to hit up the random dice generator.
And you just saw earlier that Empire Records was on there.
Yeah, so I crossed that out and I replaced it with the original King Kong.
Oh, yeah, we did that already. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, and speaking of big, that one's two doors down from King Kong.
Wow. So, could be on there. It could be our next movie.
It could be. That would be dope.
All right. Scary
oh,
stuff.
Oh, Ghostbusters 2. That's on here.
Man. Second one?
Bad News Bears. That's already on here. And crossed off. How is that happening?
Because we picked it.
Oh, yeah, we did.
We did it.
We did. We didn't write anything in.
Oh, yeah, we didn't put no, we'll, anything on there.
We'll
yeah,
worry about fine. That. If we hit that one, I'll pick one.
Yeah, okay.
Like, random.
Oh, boy. Scary stuff.
There's some good movies on here, though.
Yeah.
But anyways, back to this movie that we're watching.
Groundhog Day?
Yeah, is that Ned?
Ned Ryder. This is how we boom. Passed him out. Ned's an insurance salesman.
And nope, not falling for that.
Doesn't step in the puddle this time.
Oh, dumbass.
Are we gonna last through this whole movie, Justin?
I mean, I'll last. I don't know. I don't know if anyone else.
How long
listen
our listener
to
will
it.
Last?
Yeah.
Huh?
That's the real question.
Now he's gorging out. He's got a lot of fucking food here.
Yeah, might as well, right?
Really? I don't know. I wouldn't order that much food. That's just
that's an obscene
yeah,
amount.
You just
of
want
food.
A bite of everything. That's it. You know.
That yeah. What more can you really eat at that point? For just anybody that's not watching it, there's a table full of food.
Yeah,
and he's drinking coffee out of
the
corral
with Rita. Which? Oh, he's smoking too.
Am I the only one who thinks she's not that hot?
I don't think she's all that hot either. She's kind of weird looking.
Yeah.
Andie McDowell, yeah.
Yeah. And let me say, add her Andie McDowell list.
Yeah, I got her movies.
I got them right here.
Oh, dear. She was in Magic Mike, I guess. I saw that.
Oh, that's neat.
I never saw it, but I guess she's in it. She's probably someone's mom.
Probably.
Right? She was in the new
She was in St. Elmo's Fire. She was in Sex, Lies, and Videotape. Hudson Hawk, which we talked about with the Bruce Willis.
Was that one of your top five Bruce Willis?
That was one of my top five Bruce Willis ones.
That movie was horrible, man.
I fucking love that movie.
You're fucking dumb.
Fuck you. I like the whole, they time it out to songs and shit.
She was in Michael.
That's badass. Oh, yeah, she was in Michael, duh. Yeah.
That was someone's top five, wasn't it? Oh, that was Sarah's. Oh yeah, Sarah.
Fucking Sarah.
Hey, she's in Groundhog Day.
Oh really? I didn't know. Oh, Dinner with Friends. That was a good one.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh, all right.
Chris Elliott. What was his TV show? Was Get a Life? Is that what it was called? He had a show on Fox. I think it was called Get a Life. It was
that sounds right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. She was in the newest Magic Mike. Yeah. XXL.
Oh, and she
was in an episode of 30 Rock, too. I forgot about that.
You knew about that?
I watched 30 Rock two or three times.
I've seen 30 Rock. It's a good show.
I like it.
I don't remember her being on it. Who did she play?
She was in the Leap Day episode.
Who did she play?
I think it was... Because her...
Somebody's mom?
No. No, it was... So one of Liz's ex-boyfriend's
mom.
Girlfriend.
No way.
Yeah, I think so.
How old is Annie McDowell right now?
I don't know. Let me check.
Got that up there? I mean, she's got to be up there. I would say...
She was born in 1950.
I would say 59.
She is 58.
Oh,
close, though. Close. Well, ooh, she did not age well either.
No, not so good.
I mean, she's no Christina Applegate or who's the Bridget Jones chick? What's her fucking name? We're talking about her.
Oh, Renee.
Yeah, Renee Zellweger. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, she's not as bad as them, but
not so good, huh?
Nah.
She posted on our Snapchat. We have a Snapchat, huh?
I have a Snapchat.
We don't have one, Drunk
Commentary does not have a Snapchat. If you want a Snapchat, find me at 12 times.
We're on Instagram, but we don't really use it.
I don't even know how.
Your best bet is our Facebook. That's the one I can check, because it's on my phone.
I mean, I can check Twitter, but I'm not hooked up to what our Twitter is, so.
We should work on that tonight.
Yeah, okay.
I should figure out the password and give it to you.
Yeah, that should happen.
Okay.
That would probably help.
Okay.
All right, so enough about Andy McDowell.
What about Nancy?
Nancy.
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 Who is she?
Marita Garrity.
Is that her name?
Yep. Born March 26th, 1962. She's an American television and film actress.
Do we know her?
She had roles in several movies during the late 1980s and early 90s.
Like Groundhog Day?
Most notably Nancy Taylor in Groundhog Day. She was married to actor Michael McGuire.
Wait, who?
Garrity Michael McGuire.
Is he the baseball guy?
No, that's Mark McGuire.
Okay.
Garrity was born in Chicago,
Illinois.
Is he
the director guy with the glasses and the baseball cap?
I don't know. I'll click on him. Oh, she was apparently in a lot of shit, though.
Did she already do porn?
Let me go back. Oh, he did musicals and shit. He was in like the original Les Mis and shit.
Fag.
Yeah. So I'm going back to his fucking smoking wife. I'm gonna bang.
Yeah.
On the reg. Oh shit, she's the same age as my dad. My dad's 54. I know what year he was born. So.
Has she done porn?
I'm working on it.
Anything on Cinemax?
Fresh Horses. That sounds like a porno.
Yeah.
The Luck of the Irish.
That could go many ways, so hard to say.
In the Flesh.
Ooh, that's incriminating.
Let me see if that's a porno. Oh, Wikipedia doesn't have.
It's such a big movie. It doesn't have a Wikipedia page.
It does not.
We don't have a Wikipedia page, do we? Maybe we should.
We should have one. It just keeps sending me to other links. Do you mean this? Do you mean this?
It's okay.
No, but that sounds like a porno.
Yeah. I'm just going to say yes.
Well, she's on some stage. Night of the Iguana.
That sounds like... Yeah.
Touched by an Angel?
Oh, yeah, that's porn.
That's got to be.
That's got to be. Well, your guy was convicted of it, wasn't he?
Seinfeld.
She was in Seinfeld, yeah.
Mad About You, Frasier.
Wait, which one was she in Seinfeld?
I don't know. Let me check.
Who is this chick? He's with
all it's
here.
Telling me is Seinfeld.
In this scene. He's at the movie theater dressed as fucking cowboy.
Oh, when yeah.
And
when
he has
when he's
chick.
Getting all weird.
Yeah, I never got this scene. And this chick who...
And it was dressed as the maid? Yeah.
I thought it was
we were
Rita,
going to a costume party.
And then I thought it was Nancy, and it's not. It's either one.
No, it's just some random floozy.
That he just picked up that day and like said, let's go to a... Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to the movie. And he said this, he's seen this movie 100 times, so...
And then I think he's trying to make Nancy jealous, maybe? I don't know.
Why? She's going to forget about the next day.
Yeah.
Was he trying to get a threesome going?
Hey, good for him. Okay. You can try.
But yeah, you don't see this girl, I don't think, the rest of the movie.
That I know of, I don't...
I never got this part right here. It's all, it was, and then the costumes are weird. It's like you're wearing a costume. It's Heidi 2. What's Heidi 2? Do you know?
I have no idea. Should I Google it?
Yes, Google Heidi 2 and find out what that is. Because I thought, when the marquee came up in the movie, I was like, oh, what is it? Because I never remembered, and it was Heidi 2. And I remember Heidi, like the movie with the little girl with the pigtails. I remember that. And,
I've found a thing that it specifically is addressing the Groundhog Day project. And it's...
So it's just made up for Groundhog Day?
I don't know. I'm trying to just... scan this.
Yeah, get her from
92 Saturday Sunday matinee. It was not a family film. It was okay. Heidi 2 was a German porn film.
What?
Yeah. Okay. He previously mentioned there was a Heidi 2 in existence at the time Groundhog Day came out, but it was not a family film, but a German porn film. Thing is, apparently that film actually German titled Heidi 2 I'm Wide und auf der Heidi didn't come out until 1996. It's a sequel to a film that came out in 1992, i.e. existed before the time loop. And this is much more concerned about the time loop.
So that scene that we're confused about was basically Bill Murray, well, Phil Connors picking up some broad, telling
her
he's going to go to a tell him he's going to go to a costume party, getting dressed up as a maid and a cowboy, and then going to a porno theater.
Yes.
Wow. That just opened that whole scene up to me now.
The Alpine Theater.
Is that the name of it in the movie?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's all up there.
So that's the name.
What website
that's
is this?
On? This is groundhogdayproject.blogspot.com.
Wow. Okay, that's very specific.
Yeah, it's as like I said, it's
the Groundhog Day Project.
Yeah.
What is the Groundhog Day Project?
I'm trying to figure that out too.
Well, you can read and talk. Come on. What kind of podcaster are you? Not very good ones. So they're at breakfast again, and which part is this? This is when he's guessing about her. He's talking, but
it's wow, this dude's been watching this movie like every day for forever. Holy fuck.
Wait, what's going on?
This dude's been watching this movie at least once a week since 2013.
Why?
It's his project. I don't fucking know. No. No. 2013, my bad. Holy fuck.
Once a week's not bad, I mean.
Okay, this is... Phase one was Groundhog Day every day for a year. Phase two was other movies, usually for 7 days. Groundhog Day every month. Phase three, movies every day, maybe repeated, maybe not. Groundhog Day every month.
Huh.
So, I don't know when phase one ended, but he's seen this movie over 100 times.
Wow.
I'm in his blog post that says,
okay,
I've seen it over 100 times.
Did
and that
say
was
why?
That was Sunday, November 10th, 2013. This dude, we need to get him on the phone.
You got a contact number there for him?
He's got a Facebook and a Twitter, I think. I don't know how to get a hold of him, but...
I don't know how to patch it through to the box. I'm sure there's a
way, though. P.S. The Groundhog Day Project has a Twitter and a Facebook page. Follow and like them respectively and spread the word. if you want to support the Groundhog Day Project financially. So
no,
for example,
we're not gonna do that.
Hold on. Oh, he goes on to say, so for example, I can travel to Woodstock, Illinois for Groundhog Day.
Wow.
You could do that too, and then he's got.
So he might be nearby too.
Yeah. Well, if he lives nearby, what?
Well, how far are we from Woodstock? You know, 100 miles?
Not even.
Yeah. It's a little ways out there, but not.
It's an hour.
Yeah. Hour.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, inside an hour and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably like an hour and 15 if you stop and take a piss break. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, depending on how you drive, too.
I drive like a grandma, so.
Yeah. You probably an hour and 45.
Yeah. People aren't hitting my fucking car.
My girlfriend, probably 20 minutes.
Yeah. She drives like an idiot.
Oh, she drives like a bat out of goddamn hell. Speaking of which, I think she just messaged me. Let's see if we can get her in here.
Oh boy, we'll set her up on the shitty Justin time mic.
Put her on my mic.
Yeah, Justin, you probably sound a lot better today.
Hey, that'll be nice for the folks out there.
Usually you're sounding like this, you know, like way back here.
Instead of yeah, but I'm getting picked up here.
You getting picked up? Oh, on the microphone?
Yeah. That's,
okay.
I didn't mean like I'm getting picked up and I'm leaving you too, so it's all you.
Going solo.
All right, Jason, bye.
So Phil says this.
Oh, wow. So, Phil also said this. Phil's last name is Connors. Phil does not like Sonny and Cher.
But yeah, so top five, we're doing Bill Murray movies, huh?
Yep.
Coming up after this. Yeah, we record them both on the same day, so even though it's coming out next week, it's our way of being able to...
Stay tuned for our top five.
It's our way of getting a... podcast out every week because we can't get together and get drunk every single week.
No, you guys are old and I got shit to do.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty much open. I got a lot of time, but you guys, you're the busy one. You know,
yeah,
carts and
I got all kinds of shit going on. No, summertime, I have less going on, so
yeah,
we can get in some quality recordings.
Yeah, I should bust out a couple more so we have some backups.
Jordan's on her way.
Uh oh. How long are we in the movie? Because,
Oh, are we at a stopping point, or...
We're
going to
stop the part
not.
Where they're dancing, where he's, like, almost winning her over, which I think is coming up here.
That's not, yeah, we're not too far away here.
Yeah. I think this is the scene, because he's actually talking to her. He's won her over. Did he tell
her
the...
Yeah, she's finally smiling at him, and...
He's telling her the French poem, so yeah.
Yeah.
This is the one they're going to go and do the snowball fight and all that shit.
Yeah, and he's going to make the snow sculpture.
You'd almost think the repetition of the scenes would get old, but they're kind of...
Each one's a little bit different. It's just enough to keep it fresh, but you still realize he's doing the same thing. It's not like Memento, where it's all blurry and stupid.
Yeah, Memento, that was a movie.
That was a movie. Who the fuck was in Memento?
Sammy Jenkins. Steven Tobolsky.
Ned Frierson?
Ryerson.
I don't know why I keep saying Frierson. It's because my buddy Chris Frierson. I keep wanting to say his name.
Well, because my buddy Julie Tobolsky.
Yeah, you
can Steven
Tobolsky, yeah.
So, but yeah, they're in the snow fight here. Things are going pretty well. But I guess we're going to have a guest star for the second half of the show, huh?
Yeah, hey.
We're not going to try to get the dude from the blog?
Well, I can try to hit him up, but you're going to have to give me a minute.
How do we hook up?
I have no idea. It's...
You'd Skype it or something.
Robert E.G. Black.
I hear they do Skype. That works.
He lives in California.
Because other podcasts have, like, guests that come on, and they patch them right in. They sound good on a phone, but they don't sound too bad.
It's probably the same thing like you do when you play
music
through your phone.
Yeah, I'm sure it's something similar. We just have to get Skype on that computer then, and that's not going to happen tonight. Hey, they're dancing.
Hey, they're dancing. Sweet.
They're dancing in the snow.
And I mean, like, it's sweet that they're dancing. Anyway, isn't this where they kiss for the first time?
I don't know. I know they're just dancing.
No,
they're just getting close.
I thought they kissed. That's
no,
my bad.
He's like, he's getting close. He's trying to get her. So that was their dancing part. We have to stop now. Take our little break. This is DFB.
We'll see you in a little bit.
We're at the part where Phil Connors and Rita are in the snow.
And they're walking next to the white picket fence.
They're walk along, and will she save him
from his nightmare of recurring Groundhog Day? Stay tuned and find out on DFC.
This is a baby making music right here.
Welcome to the Sultry Sounds of the Underground.
Don't start
with your host, Justin Time. Stay solid. Oh, wow, booby is so good. And booties are nice, too. I'll be taking callers on lines 1, 2, and 3. Mmm, baby.
Please remember to replace the speaker on
Tim
the
Meadows, who?
When you leave the theater.
Is that what you're doing here?
The ladies' man.
Oh, boy. All right. Hey, we're back.
That's where I was coming at.
Oh, okay. All right.
Oh, we're back now?
We're back.
Okay, all right. Well, let's play the song for 2 seconds.
We are playing the song a little bit, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, we've been recording, yeah.
Oh, dope.
Yeah, we're
and now, on with the show.
And now on with the show. Let's go.
Hello
all
there,
right.
Everybody.
Let's go. Let's go. Here we go. Coming back with the second half of Groundhog Day, starring Bill Murray and Antoinette Bitches. Andy McDowell. I'm sorry. I should call her by her real name.
Chris Elliott. And,
Steve Tobolsky.
Steven Tobolsky.
Yeah, Steven.
How do you like Steven?
Steven Tobolowski.
Tobolowski.
There you
Sammy
go.
Jenkins.
There you go. If it could be more Jewish, I don't know.
Well, we're back. We're going to get this movie started.
Jewish. I meant Polish.
All right, I'm in play.
Let's go. And now they're continuing to walk along the picket fence after their first good night together. After they got done dancing.
Oh, Justin, you sound so good.
Mm.
We have a special guest here.
Yeah, my girlfriend is filling in for Jason's girlfriend. Her name is Jordan. She's very pretty. She's a Pisces.
Hello, Libra.
Whatever. I don't fucking care.
Hi, yeah. Jordan. How are you?
No, how's it going? Hi. No, talk. Move the mic back to where it was.
Hello.
Better.
You don't get that close. But,
yeah. I'm kidding.
Stop taking your headphones off.
Yeah, we actually. So, Jordan.
I can hear, like, on both sides.
Yeah, it's coming through in stereo.
I know, it's weird.
Yeah, you should be able to hear yourself. That's fine.
Yeah, that's how headphones work.
Jordan, are you familiar with your boyfriend's podcast?
This is her debut right here.
No, have you heard?
Yeah, they're making out. Yeah, that's what Rita and Phil do in this scene.
But are you familiar with the DFC?
Ish, a little bit.
All she knows is I come over here and I get drunk and
so drunk that you can't go home. Yeah.
In a top five.
And yeah, there's a top five. Yes.
You help with the top five a little bit.
I have.
Yeah. Hey, that's cool. It's always good to have some.
Yeah, I got someone in my corner.
That's cool. That's good. We're going to do a top five Bill Murray films after this.
I don't think she's going to be here for that.
Ghostbusters.
That's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Ghostbusters, yeah, that's a great one.
But what about Bob?
Ooh, what's the one where he's with Scarlett Johansson, Lost in Translation?
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's coming up our next podcast.
Top two, that's it.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, we know Jordan's top two in case she can't make it.
But Jordan, have you ever seen Groundhog Day?
No.
How? Okay.
I don't even know how that's possible. It's on TNT like every fourth weekend.
It's Andy McDowell is the chick.
Yeah.
Justin doesn't like her. He thinks she looks like a dog.
Yeah, she looks disgusting.
She has nice hair.
She has nice hair.
You have nice hair, Jordan.
My hair's not that curly.
I like your curls.
No, I don't.
She does have nice hair. I give her that. Yeah. But her face looks like,
just so everyone knows, I'm probably just going to hit
she
on my girlfriend
like
for the next 40 minutes.
She looks like the mean Heather from Heather's.
Oh.
The bitch one, the blonde one.
Oh, the one from, Mad About You.
I don't know what it's about, but.
Yeah, 90210. Yeah, same chick.
The one that drinks the Drano.
Yeah.
Yeah, her face looks like that.
Oh, the Heather Duke one.
Yeah.
Not the Shannon Doherty.
Is it Doherty or Dougherty?
Doherty.
Is it Daughtry? Because apparently Chris Daughtry, the country singer, it's spelled the same exact
way.
No,
it's not. It's D-A, like some shit. Hers is D-O.
Oh, I thought it was spelled the same way. I'm
there's
sorry.
An H in there.
Right.
There's an H in there somewhere.
Dang, don't Z-snap on me, girl.
Well, they both have H, but hers is like D-O-R-T-H.
Her H is earlier than the other H.
Doherty.
Doherty. I think it's Doherty. I would say.
Yeah, D-O-R-T-H-Y. There's no E, though. Appreciate
but she's not the Heather that you're talking about, though.
No, but her face... No, she's not even in it, but her
either
face...
Way, either
her
way,
face
wrong
looks
Heather.
Like that evil one.
Oh, Shannon Doherty's in Heather's.
No, but I'm not talking about her. She looks like the blonde one.
The blonde one,
so,
Heather.
Yeah, her
Duke.
Face looks like
gotcha.
Her. In a way.
Yeah, gotcha. So, yeah, we're talking about a different Heather. We were just talking about Heather's a musical, too.
Yeah, wow. We were. Yeah, that's crazy.
Going back around.
That's a full circle, bro.
Full circle.
I know a chick that has a Bill Murray tattoo on her arm because she's like in love with him.
Wait, what?
Really? Well,
yeah.
Talk about this for a moment.
Her name. She's the one that cut Jackson's hair the first
you
time.
Don't say her name, but.
Well, give her
where,
a
where is
we'll
the
call,
tattoo?
We'll call
that?
Her Sandra
on her
Day.
On her forearm of Bill Murray?
Yep.
Yeah.
Just show, Bill Murray's face or
like,
his dick?
Like, what age about?
I don't know. Current one-ish.
Really? Like, he's old?
He's old?
Yeah, I can show you. Let me find it.
He's like, well, you can't show our audience.
Well,
yeah.
I'm still going to find it and show you.
I suppose we could take a picture of him.
He's like old and wrinkled? Or
Jason.
He's like McKinney Shack or...
Maybe
Jason,
like Ghostbusters,
of,
like age.
Okay, like normal adult kind of age? Like now? Like on this?
Like 29, 30.
Like up here on the screen here?
Like
yeah.
This time, like
yeah.
1990 to 1995,
peak
somewhere
time,
in there.
I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
I guess
well,
this would be Bill Murray.
87 to 95, somewhere in there.
Yeah.
I'd say, yeah.
But
well,
you got a tattoo of
well,
him.
Well, and then he peaked again just in the last five, 6 years.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's got that weird kind of acceptance where he's like one of the guys
that... He can just do whatever he wants at this point. No, the thing about Bill Murray is... I've read multiple stories online, so I believe at least one of them actually happened.
Like the French fry story and stuff?
Yeah, I heard about that one.
And
that he just
wait,
like shows
for
up
people
at
don't know,
a party.
Say
this, okay.
What's the French fry thing? People don't know.
Okay, some dude sitting at a deli or whatever.
Like
a
McDonald's.
A McDonald's or something like that. It was a restaurant. And
some dude sitting there eating his lunch.
And Bill Murray walks up, takes a fry off his plate, eats it. Says, I'm Bill Murray, no one's ever going to believe this, and walks away. And that one's been going around. That one I don't necessarily
it's
believe.
It's like he looks at you and goes, no one's going to believe you.
Yeah. but like that one I don't know that I really believe, because that happened to maybe one guy, and we all know that story.
I think that's hilarious
but,
that
no,
any
it's,
celebrity
it's,
could do that. Yeah.
It's, yeah, fucking Tom Hanks could do that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Hey, no one's going to believe this. I'm
just
Woody.
Away, yeah.
And yeah,
just,
whatever.
Despair, yeah.
But no, but I mean, there's a lot of stories about him just randomly crashing parties. Just
oh, yeah, yeah, I've heard
like
about
that,
yeah.
That's what I think is cool.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I just brought up Tom Hanks, maybe because I was thinking this, but Tom Hanks has been known to do that as well.
Oh, has he?
Crash parties at clubs.
Okay.
Like, he'll just, like, I'm Tom Hanks, and go into the VIP for whoever's bachelorette party it is or whatever.
Just
and,
buy it up.
Yeah,
and
just
have
hang out. And, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
And he's been known to take, like, really funny pictures with, like, passed out people. Like,
oh, yeah.
You could have met Tom Hanks tonight, but you were passed out.
Yeah, on his phone and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that. That was hilarious.
He's done it on multiple occasions, and it cracked me up.
That's great. That's good to see some actors that do that. I think that's what keeps them keeps us like liking them, you know, why we like Tom Hanks and Bill Murray
Chase. That's the
you know?
Yeah. I love Chevy Chase, but I wouldn't want to hang out with him.
Yeah, I did love Chevy Chase.
Steve Martin, I love Steve Martin, but I'm on the fence on whether I'd hang out with him.
Oh, he's doing bluegrass now. I'd love to go hang out with him, man.
Well, now, yeah, but when he was...
He's a bluegrass guy.
Well, when he was in his hype, I heard he was difficult, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, I've heard Bill Murray was difficult, too.
Well...
There's a report... Well, him and Harold Ramis.
Well, have you ever heard
this
about...
This is
how,
movie.
Have you ever heard about how you get Bill Murray to audition for a role?
Oh, yeah, he does have an agent.
Yeah, he has a 1-800 number.
You have to call.
And he listens to the voicemails every once in a while.
And decides
if
he wants to do it or not.
If it sounds good, he does it.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's more than one movie. They didn't know if he was going to show up, and he just showed up the day before.
Very last
filming.
Minute, yeah, there he is.
All right, here I am.
Yeah, I saw that, too. That's funny.
And he paid a bunch of money for... Rushmore and Lost in Translation.
Yeah. Well, didn't pay. Well, did he pay or didn't take his pay?
No, for Rushmore, he got paid like $5,000, but he paid $20,000 for the whole helicopter scene. Like, he funded that.
Oh, he wanted to look good, so yeah. he's like, okay, I'll take care of it.
Yeah, he was like, well.
Well, that's cool.
He's like, they won't give you the money? All right, that's me.
Is he supposed to be in the new Ghostbusters? A cameo or anything? Have you heard?
I'm sure he will be.
I know Dan Aykroyd is for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is Eddie, whatever his name is?
Harold Ramis?
The black guy?
Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, no, not Eddie Murphy. No, that was his name in Ghostbusters was Eddie, wasn't it?
It was not Eddie.
Maybe. I don't know.
Was not Eddie. It was Winston.
Winston, yeah, I'm fucking
You're close. You're really close.
I was right there. Eddie
it was the
Winston.
Name of a black man, so you're close on that.
I only had three to choose from.
Yeah, yeah.
My next guess was Malcolm.
Yeah, or Michael.
Well, Malcolm is the biblical version of Michael, so... Don't quote me on that. That's bullshit.
Drunk film commentary at yahoo.com.
Hey, maybe...
I'm looking for this picture.
Wow.
See, that's why we didn't put her in front of the computer.
Yeah, exactly.
She wanted to sit over here in front of the computer in Danny's spot. And we said, no, Justin's got Danny's spot. He's the research guy.
I got this down.
You get Justin's spot with his shitty dollar mic.
Meow.
You sound okay, though. I can hear you.
Well, I told her she's got to make sure she talks right into it.
Well,
and
yeah,
I still can't believe that's how you spell Dan Aykroyd's name. all these fucking years. By watching the dude's movies.
A-Y-K-R-Y-O-D?
O-Y-D.
O-Y-D, okay. Here's the...
Aykroyd. It's not Aykroyd. It's Aykroyd.
Here goes Bill Murray's ride with the chipmunk.
Yeah, he stole the...
That fucker bit the fuck out of his hand, too. Twice.
Oh, yeah. He had to get stitches and shit.
And in shots. He had to get rabies shot. Jordan, you ever handle a groundhog?
What?
Or a woodchuck?
Yeah, you ever see a woodchuck out in the wild?
No. You ever pick one up?
You ever fight one?
You ever race in an old Ford with a woodchuck in your lap? Or maybe a groundhog?
Have you?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
I'm not Bill Murray.
Like, well, we don't know about you. We thought maybe you...
Yeah. He doesn't want the groundhog?
He's doing it right now.
He's killing the groundhog, yeah.
Yeah, for both of them.
It's Groundhog Day, yeah. They're...
Yeah.
Jordan hasn't seen this movie, so...
She has no idea what's going on.
So he's a news reporter, and he doesn't like Groundhog Day, so he's going to kill the groundhog. Right here, yeah. He's on the truck, yeah.
The groundhogs underneath him are going to feel him driving, because he's stupid and he's driving
around. No, he's going to kill the groundhog right here. This is a big finale.
No, the groundhogs are going to pop up and eat the car.
No, here, watch, here it comes.
That would be a shitty.
He's in the pickup truck. There's him and the groundhog.
Oh, look at it. Ew, it looks kind of creepy.
Which one, the groundhog or Bill Murray?
Like, it's just...
Oh, he's crazy, yeah. Here he goes. Oh, he's gonna... Someone's gonna save him.
Thelma and Louise did.
Yeah, right?
That's fucked up.
Dang. No fireball, though.
At least I
got that right.
Oh!
He's running. No fireball. I was like, oh, dang.
So he's dead. And the groundhog, woodchuck.
They're both dead.
But Jordan, he's not dead.
I was like,
because every day he wakes up at 6 a.m. on Groundhog Day. No matter what happens, he wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning on Groundhog Day. The same day he wakes up, every day.
Every day, same time, same song.
This lady says the same thing to him. Do you sleep well, Mr. Connors? Would you like some toast?
I'd be like, thank you for being so nice.
Every single morning?
Yeah.
Now he's ready to do himself in. He's got the toaster. He's in the bathtub?
His bread's going to get soggy.
Justin, you ever have toast in the bathtub?
No, it gets soggy.
He didn't even
That would be stupid.
You think he had the bread? Did he have jelly?
But when he dies, do you think he has to? It takes 24 hours before he regenerates, or
does he wake up?
Is there like a respawn time?
Like, how do these people not know?
I don't think it matters to him because he's not in the regular time anyway.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying he would know. But do you think that happens?
Damn, I lost.
Like, everyone's still got to deal with, oh shit, this dude just committed suicide in my bed and breakfast.
So does that universe continue on? I would guess.
Don't remember that?
I would guess each one of those are infinite universes that continue on. Every one of those.
If you believe in the multiverse theory, then yeah.
30 some years worth, each day should be a separate universe. Mm-hmm. They shouldn't just stop, should they? Is that fair?
They're all without Phil Connors except one.
It's not that great, actually.
What is this?
That's supposed to be the tattoo.
Of who?
It looks way better in person.
Wait, who is this?
That's Bill Murray, apparently.
That's supposed to be.
Oh, that's in Life Aquatic, right?
Oh, with Steve Zissou?
Yeah. I never saw that.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay,
that's a good one. If you like what
he's got, the hoodie on, the big beard. It's not a bad looking tattoo.
He looks like a sailor, man.
Put it on our Facebook. Drunk Film Commentary at Facebook. Yahoo.
At yahoo.com.
Steal a picture of her tattoo and just put it on there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, whatever.
I could ask her, but like, can I just steal your picture of her?
Why would you ask?
She'd be okay with it.
We only have 14 listeners in Australia.
Yay. Oi.
Or it might be one guy that downloaded 14 episodes.
Hold on, let me put the
cigarette. You're still, drop us a line.
Let me put the cigarette butt in my mouth so I can do a good Australian accent. Crikey, I'm Russell Crowe. Let's go fight some people.
Jenny would be perfect for this.
I'm Wolverine. Let's go stab some people. Hi, I'm Jim Jefferies. Cunt.
Who's Jim Jefferies? Oh, that comedian guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Those are all the Australian people I know.
Crikey, there's a crab in my heart. I'm Steve Irwin. Rawr.
Hey, he's dead.
Crikey, I got a stingray in my stinger.
Did he die from a stinger?
It was a stingray, not a crab.
Whatever.
Fucking moron.
Like it fucking matters.
Crikey. That was a short one.
Go pour us some shots. I'm going to talk to you.
Right. Play some sad music now. In memory of Superman. God bless your soul.
With the great...
Our technology is not good enough that we can just play music.
Just happens.
Well, you got to... Justin, why aren't you on YouTube finding that shit? Some sad shit.
If we hooked up that up to the thing. Blacky. I usually do play off my phone. That's how we usually do the music.
Well...
I play it on YouTube on my phone and plug it in and just hope for the best. And,
you guys want to try it? Let's go.
Try what?
Plug me in.
Plug you in? No, I don't. This is a bad idea. Where is it?
Especially if you're letting me play the music. Ooh, with lyrics.
Here's the plug.
Thank you, sir.
That's a bad
I don't know
idea.
Where to plug into.
That's your problem. I think it's on the left side there somewhere.
I got it.
Oh, boy. So, Jordan, how are you today?
I would adjust the volume.
I have to go back to work.
Yeah, you have to leave us. You can't, you're
can't
enjoying
stay
it.
For the whole thing.
No, you have to go back to a bar. She's a local bartender. And,
I don't want
to she needs to return to the bar to help. Help the other, your fellow employee close up, I guess?
Yeah.
That sucks.
I know.
And
it really does.
Yeah. And she was hoping to take Justin's time away, but...
Maybe I get paid for it.
Well, yeah. You pay for it. And you gotta wait for a minute, I guess. You gotta wait, come by and check us out, have a beer, take a little break, I guess.
I'll take a nap.
Take a nap with DFC. Justin is playing around.
You guys hear that at all?
No. Wait. Hold on. Your volume's turned. Hey!
Here we go.
Fuck is this?
Rest in peace, Steve Irwin. about with Bill Murray.
Yeah, we're supposed to be talking about the movie, but this is what happens when we, which what Danielle usually is the one to pull us back. So. Sorry, honey, but,
You don't have Rumple?
No, we don't have Rumple. He needs to buy us some Rumple, I think.
I can't take a shot.
Yeah, you can. What do you want?
No, I don't need a shot. I only need like 15 minutes.
Yeah, okay. You're driving, yeah. I don't condone shots, so you're driving.
Oh, there's like one burning of
those. The fuck are you playing?
It's the goddamn Australian National Anthem, mate.
It's way, way more than that.
No, it's still going. I have the lyrics right here. It's,
well, you have to sing along.
Sing it to us.
Oh, I should. That doesn't. That changes the spot, not roll it down. Oh, where am I?
This is the Australian National Anthem. Is that what you're playing?
That's what I'm playing.
And on Earth, Steve Irwin.
Yep.
Danielle would be so proud that we're sticking to the story here.
Oh,
of Groundhog Day.
I mean, what more can we say? He does the same shit over and over again. and then he learns his lesson and he becomes a better person.
That's it.
Has that happened to you, Justin?
It seems like it's every goddamn day.
So you're like his the buddy.
You're a better person.
What?
So you're a better person.
Than whom? Hitler? Yeah.
Than you were.
Yeah, I'm way better than Hitler.
So, hey, Justin.
I'm at least Stalin.
Bill Murray, the two buddies he meets in the bar, is that you and me?
Probably. I like it. Okay. I can fuck with that. All right. Enough of this Australian National Anthem.
Yeah.
I'm turning that off.
Okay. I could turn you off.
Play some Prince.
Some what?
Prince just died.
Prince. Did Prince die?
Yeah.
Oh, really? I never would have
Prince Charles? Which Prince? Which one?
Oh, he's finally with Princess Diana.
What's his last name? What's his real name?
Prince Rogers Nelson.
Are you lying to me?
I am not.
I would believe you if you were telling me that. Like, oh, really?
He isn't.
I am not. I'm the master of all
and
useless
Doris
knowledge.
Doris Roberts died. Oh, my God.
I don't know about all, but some.
Okay, I'm the master of some useless knowledge.
Cover something.
The master of some is better than the master of none.
Hey.
And I'd rather masturbate or the master later.
See, we have to learn not to drink all at the same time, though. That's the problem with doing podcasts. If everyone's drinking at once,
well, then
no
we
one's
get
talking.
We get a minute of dead silence.
Yeah. Which we were talking about earlier.
I should have said.
No, yeah. No, one of us should have
belted. Yeah.
But we didn't because we forgot.
I didn't think about saying
it. It wasn't your.
Yeah, that's our fuck up.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Prince did die.
Yeah, 57, huh?
Yeah. What?
In China.
Who's that young?
He died in China?
China's dead. Every's dying. Yeah.
What was he doing in China?
No, China, the rapper, or the rapper, the wrestler died.
The China rapper?
China. The China. China?
China girl?
I'm a China girl.
David Bowie?
In a China world.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that's what it's coming to, apparently.
Drunk. Film commentary at yahoo.com.
Go ahead, hit us up. Send us an email. Give us something to talk about.
Give us an iTunes review. How about
that?
Do
you guys ever get emails?
Once in a while.
Yeah.
We got one earlier.
Really?
Yeah.
We've had 14 downloads in the last week from Australia. From Australia.
Australia alone. That's not including all our Zimbabwe fans.
Yeah.
Just the Australia?
Zimbabwe dropped off. No, not just. No,
don't tell her that.
Zimbabwe dropped off the last couple of weeks. But Australia's holding on.
So what's going on in this movie right now?
Oh, he kept her in kept her with him overnight to try and like break the curse.
Yeah, he's trying to get out of the time loop that he's in.
But he wakes up to Sonny and Cher at the fam.
He knows she's not there.
And she's not there.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's a good flick. You should watch this, Jordan.
Yeah, it ends up being a rom-com. It doesn't start out that way.
So even if he got married, he'd just wake up and be like, oh, I'm not married today. Yeah,
exactly.
We have to find a girl to marry him in one day.
Yeah. He's only got one day to
live
it out.
Yeah, he can't, like, do anything in the future.
It's February 2nd for 30 fucking years.
One day he has to do it.
That sucks. So you get, like, well, what if he tried to have a kid with somebody? That wouldn't
work.
Well, you can have fun trying.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, like...
It's a good excuse, I guess.
It's the only excuse, really. You're still drinking that shot?
I just had a little tiny bit on the bottom. I didn't want to go to waste, that's all. Fish it off, man.
Yeah, just checking. I was about to...
I was worried because no one was talking, so I didn't drink it as bad.
Oh, okay.
You know, it didn't go out as smooth as it should have, because we were under dead air there. Dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air.
Look at him, knowing what everyone's drinking.
Okay, so even if he, like, bought, like, a dog one day, the next day he'll be gone. He has to go buy the same dog again.
You could get the dog every day.
Aw, that's sad.
Oh, not really. Because the dog would be really happy every day.
Never finds a home for one day. Yeah. Goes back and say, like, fuck, wakes up.
And, well, he has to go to work every day, too. He has to go talk about this groundhog because he's a news reporter.
Ew. He's got to go commentate.
So he has to go work with these two guys, his cameraman and his producer.
He's got to go do commentary on the Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
So
we're doing
like,
commentary on
Groundhog
Day.
Get fired and then come back the next day, like, hey, guys.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Yeah.
He has his really bad days. He has his mediocre days. And, yeah,
and then he has days that he dances with Rita.
But he falls in love with Justin's girlfriend.
He could literally live every day like it's his last day, because the next day he'll go back to the same shit.
Yeah. Well, he ends up in jail earlier. We saw that scene. You missed that one. Did we miss that one?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that one already played.
I'm pretty sure it already did.
Yeah. He hung out with a bunch of guys and got drunk, and they stole a car and crashed into a mailbox.
Yeah, when they were driving down the railroad tracks.
Yeah, railroad tracks.
Anyway, he's kind of lucky.
Why? Would you like that?
Some days, maybe.
To live one day over. We were looking at studies.
You could do a bunch of fucked up shit and wake up the next day like, yes, I'm not in jail. You'd kill somebody. Just saying.
But you wouldn't know how long this would last, though.
Just saying. Like, you could totally do that.
But to be back next day, though.
You have to kill again.
Kill
every day. Take a train.
Every day, kill the same person.
I don't know.
Well, he's in a town where he doesn't know many people, though. He's in a tourist town that he's going for this report. He doesn't know many people, so he can't go. Well, he tried, there's a blizzard coming in, so they can't leave
every
town.
Every day? The same day?
Well,
it's the same day over and over again.
So why did he wake up earlier?
I
mentioned that earlier.
Well, if he just wakes up and leaves.
It comes in pretty early, though. It kinda,
the blizzard?
Yeah. So, but, of course, now he can go over and do the piano lessons and stuff, so the blizzard's not
and
that bad.
And learn French.
Because he can go out and do the ice sculptures, and there's a dance at the end of the day. And so the blizzard's not that bad. We're shutting down the town. It's just shutting down the highways where you can't get out. Wow. Plot hole there.
Ned?
Ned Ryerson? You know who Stephen Tobolsky is there, Jordan?
No.
No.
You know if you saw him, I think.
Is he from Kenosha?
No.
No.
I don't know, because the way you said the name, I was thinking of Julie when you said it. I was like, oh, weird.
Julie Tobolsky?
Tobolsky?
Like, oh, somebody that you know.
No, they're not related, no. No, he's an actor. He's in this movie.
Oh, which one?
Stephen Tobolowsky.
Hey, this guy right here. Come here.
Right here.
He's been in a lot more stuff. He was in Glee, and he's been in the Goldbergs, and he was in that 70s show. He's been in lots of movies.
Yeah.
He's been in all kinds of stuff. He's what they call a character actor. You know what character actor means, Justin?
No, I don't. Why don't you enlighten me, sir?
Well, I'm not sure, but I guess my definition would be an actor that you never found stardom but never lost work.
What? I still think it's somebody that takes on a bunch of different roles, like...
But everyone does that. That's what an actor
easily,
does.
But, like... I mean, that's what he's known for now, like, having, like, a main role. It's always, like, somebody who takes on a certain part.
Because he has to.
I would think of a character actor as a guy who plays basically the same guy every time.
Like, there could be certain people that you think, like, oh, like, it's like Adam Sandler, he is always the funny guy. But, like, this person could be, like, a bunch of different...
Steve Buscemi.
Things like, oh, Steve Buscemi, he's a weirdo. Fucking
he is a character actor, but he could be serious, he could be funny.
I love him.
Let me Google the definition.
Every time I see something on Facebook, I'm like,
let me just.
Yeah, yeah.
Ghost
He's
World.
Awesome.
Favorite movie.
Ghost World? Yeah. That's a good flick. Is
that
Scarlett Johansson? That she's in that?
Yeah,
probably. Her and
a character actor is a supporting actor who plays unusual, interesting, or eccentric characters. And never, that means he's never a starring role.
Okay, yeah, so someone who never got stardom and just, but never lost work. That's yeah.
I would say that they still got stardom, but they didn't get first billing.
I would say Steve Buscemi's a star.
Yeah.
I would say he's a star.
I would say he is now, not 10 years ago.
More so because of the whole Boardwalk Empire.
Exactly.
Yeah, he did have a hit show, but it's a notch up. But it's almost there, I think. Almost. But he hasn't done any big movie roles since then.
True.
You know, nothing. I mean, sure he has, but nothing huge. He's on the new Louis C.K. Series.
Oh, yeah.
The Horace and Pete. That
oh yeah, I keep getting told to watch.
Did you hear
that.
About that?
Yeah.
Well, it's only available online. I'm sure you.
I can
it
get.
Sure.
I can just watch it online for free.
Okay.
Through Louis C.K.'s website.
Well, no, I think you have to pay for it through his website. You have to pay something.
There's a way to get it for free. I know that.
I'm sure there's a way to get anything for free,
and not illegal.
Well, I don't know about that. Maybe older episodes, but I don't know. But yeah, the whole season. Let's do an interview. With him and what's his name, Marlon, the WTF guy, Mark Marone.
Okay.
Listened to an interview with them, and he was talking about his show. And it's really cool how he did it because it was all independent, and he brought it to the ground up. But Stevie 70's part of it, Jessica Lange, a lot of the other people are on it. So it's
not
that. Pretty interesting.
Is it louder in here? Am I?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah.
Hi, Jordan. How are you?
You wanted the attention. What do you think about
that? It's not that loud. I was just seeing how loud it would be like if I did it.
It might not be that loud in your headphones, but it comes up loud as shit on the recording.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that.
That wasn't that loud.
You can't hear that in your headphones?
I mean, it's louder than, like, you know.
Well,
still, we're not trying to fill up a fucking recording of just pop tops. Just.
That's louder than those two.
I'm just saying. Not with this arm.
Okay, get back on the movie.
Get back on the movie? Okay.
Get back on it. All right, well,
He's going to catch the kid.
Yeah.
Here he goes.
Oh, here he goes.
One of his deals is, see, after doing all the bad things, he decides he's going to start doing good things. He's going to start learning and how to help people. So one of his things every day, he has to go to this point and catch this kid who falls out of a tree every single day. What do you think about that, Jordan?
Do you think that's nice of him to do?
Would you do that?
With all his spare time instead of killing people?
Well, the kid falls, so he learned his lesson not to climb the tree.
The kid
so
dies.
So he couldn't climb a tree?
He definitely dies. Like, how do you know if he repeats the same day over and over again?
Because he let him fall the first couple days, the first couple
I don't
years,
think
probably.
He died. He probably just broke.
Shut up.
But he's not going to die unless he, like, cracks his head. Is he over the cement? Is he over the grass? I didn't see.
Well, it was over the sidewalk, so it could have hurt.
He'd be okay.
Yeah.
Probably some stitches in his head, but he'll be okay.
Okay. Alright.
You gotta let kids learn.
Now he's coming in take
Should
care
he
of...
Should the old guy having a heart attack?
That's his brother. That's the same guy from earlier. Yeah, Brian Doyle Murphy. Murray. No.
Murphy? Brittany Murphy? Really?
Eddie Murphy. Edie Murray?
Fucking
Eddie. Is the guy from Beverly Hills Cop?
Fucking
Eddie. Is that Edie Murray?
We did Beverly Hills Cop. You should know this.
Yes, we did.
That's it's Judge Reinhold.
Potomac.com.
His name is Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold is still the cover of our DFC Facebook page.
Good call. Good call. I like Judge
holding
Reinhold.
A gun saying, hey, listen to DFC.
Hey.
Any better than that. So. Chris Ellis is trying to pick up Nancy now.
Yeah. Well, who isn't trying to pick up Nancy?
Well,
she
makes noises like a chipmunk when she's really happy or really...
excited.
Really excited. There we go. Yeah.
You like that?
That's what we heard. That's what we heard about
her. Your guinea pigs make enough noise.
I'm going to kill them one day. I just want to kill everything. Just kidding. But
that's
no.
On record.
They're guinea pigs.
Wait, are you so
sweet? Remember, we have to cook them and eat them.
Only we're in. What was it? The
only
Walking Dead.
Only the
yeah,
Knuckle
Walking
Dead
was. Yeah, they were doing
yeah,
guinea pigs.
Only Darth Vader Knuckle was it.
I just thought you guys are like watching about the same time I am. I think
we're
like,
we're a little
behind
bit
us.
Behind you. Yeah.
Yeah. Or you talking about something?
Yeah, and I'm just I'm
and
like
yeah,
I'm like
just
two or three
that.
Episodes behind
watch
you.
Last week,
I can't
yeah.
believe Herschel died. Oh my god.
That's a
she's still hung up on that, but yeah, no, we're well past that.
Yeah, she took a jump on me when I was, but I've seen them all before, but I'm just watching them again. But she took a jump on me. We're quite a bit up now, I think. I don't know, where are we?
We're season 5, like episode 10, something like that.
Oh, I don't think we're, well, I'm trying to think where we're at. They're,
we're between
oh, they're just getting into
10.
Alexandria. They're just settling in at Alexandria right now.
We haven't gotten there yet.
Oh, you haven't got to Alexander yet? Okay.
Oh, you're still at least one ahead of us.
Okay, yeah.
You're still at the church? No? Yeah? No?
No.
They just left the church? Oh, Maggie and then left the church.
Yeah.
Have you guys, like...
Yeah, they all left for Washington.
But the rest of them are still at the church.
So you guys haven't seen the new episodes at all?
No.
No.
Okay. Boop. You guys haven't read the comic books at all?
Nope.
Okay.
Tried not to.
I saw some comments that you put on somebody's post.
Oh, my God.
Really ruined it.
Oh, my God.
You guys.
Well, yeah, somebody dies.
Yeah, I know.
People die.
One of the nicest people.
It was sad because I watched it with Danny, and we watched the last season, the most recent season, and then she wanted to see the older ones, so we started at the beginning. But it sucked because she knew all the people that are going to live, you know. Some people live towards all the way through. Some people don't. So she knows, oh, I don't know that guy, so they're going to die.
I know some people that live, and I'm like, yay!
Yeah, yeah, you know a few of them that, you know, of course.
But Herschel, I was not expecting that.
Oh,
there's,
yeah.
There's a lot of people...
With the governor's fucking... With,
oh,
with
that
Michonne's,
fucking piece
Michonne's
of
sword.
Yeah. I hate him. I'm happy to die.
So this is a good movie.
Yeah.
It's Groundhog Day here.
1993.
By Harold Ramis. I don't know how many
well,
more times we're going to say that.
It's a good flick. It's a classic. I don't know. We could sit here and talk about it. Danny would help us.
Yeah, we would be. Yeah,
it's all her fault.
I feel lost.
Yeah,
I've never seen it.
She usually pulls us back in and
yeah, it keeps us going.
Yeah, but they're at the dance now. Did she already buy them?
I'm
already?
Trying, but I'm no Danielle.
Yeah, she bought them.
Why
at
is
a
Andy
back bachelor auction?
Face looking at me
at a bachelor auction.
Oh, I was supposed to leave already.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't you have to be at work?
Yeah, I know. I got
to
go.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we have to record, so... Justin, you talk for a minute.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to talk while he gets out of her way, because she's kind of backed into a corner. And I'm going to tell you some facts about groundhogs. Ooh, did you know a groundhog is commonly known as a woodchuck or a whistle pig? It's a rodent of the family something or other. A thickwood badger is something they also call it. A digger.
What about this band?
It's a marmot. That's neat. I don't know what a marmot is, but...
What is a marmot?
I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet.
I thought a marmot was like a slang term.
Groundhogs live up to 6 years, with 2 or 3 being average. That's
quality radio right here.
And that's what I know about groundhogs. Now I'm going to kiss my girlfriend and... I'll be right back. Jason, you talk.
I gotta talk? All right. Hey, this is, what's his face? That's Zod. What's his name? Zod. He played Zod in Superman. He just showed up in here. He was in Boardwalk Empire. I need some feedback here. He's in Boardwalk Empire. He played Zod in Superman. But anyway, he was one of the couple, the two couples that got married, the two people that got married, he was a dude. Michael Shannon, there it is. Michael Shannon is his name. He's the one with... Bye, Jordan. Jordan's gone.
Jordan's out.
So we are now back down to the two of us.
And I'm back. Hey, how's it going?
Oh, boy.
Who wants more Groundhog facts?
Michael Shannon. You know who that is? Did you know he was in this movie?
I didn't know he was in this movie.
Yeah, he was... that couple that got married that were fighting and then they got together, the young couple.
Oh, yeah.
The dude is Michael Shannon.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I never even realized.
Yeah.
Huh.
Paperwork.
Nifty.
Amazing what it tells you.
Nifty.
So, back down to you and me.
And I'm over here looking up groundhog facts.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, do you want to know what they eat?
I don't know.
They primarily eat wild grasses and other vegetation.
Okay.
What'd you think they were going to eat?
I don't know, Phil Connors?
Ooh, did you know they hibernate?
Yeah.
Did you know they reproduce?
I figured.
Did you know, did you know they have a relationship with humans? I don't know if they reproduce with humans. I haven't read that far in the article, but...
Well, keep going, let me know. Phil Connors is up for auction here.
And does Rita buy him this time, or...?
Yeah, this is the one.
This is the one?
This is the final night, yeah.
Oh, nice. And that definitely came through. Good one.
Beatball.
You and your fucking Cheen...
That was a dog.
Cheen Billy Mac is what I was going to say. Cheen Billy Mac.
I really got to pee. But Andy McDowell buys them for whatever she had in her bank account, she read.
God.
To the exact cent.
She was way prettier than Michael.
I don't remember Michael, but... So would you have taken, what's-her-face, Nancy over Rita? I mean, you're there in Punxsutawney. Look at the...
Yeah, I've had sex with girls from Pennsylvania.
Where's the short-haired blonde? Pickens. Where's
Slim
the maid?
Pickens.
Where's
yeah,
the
where
maid?
Is she at? Where's the German porn chick at? That's what
I was all
to
see in Heidi too. Yeah, yeah. Chris Elliott tries to go up there and beat himself up. He gets two bits. He gets 25 cents.
You know, I was once bought at a charity auction.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
For how much?
$200.
Oh yeah. I remember that. Was that Chewy?
Yeah, it was for Chewy's benefit.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. Good old Chewy. He's a good guy.
I'm one of the best people I've ever known.
Oh, there's me.
You suck.
Fuck off.
All right. What was I going to Google?
Your mother.
Shauna Tunks.
No, your mother.
Oh.
Y-O-U-R.
Oh, hey, look. The first thing that came up was her obituary.
Oh, boy.
That's neat.
That's going to keep our listeners tied in.
It's, oh, shit. Yeah. And wow. She's the only Shauna Tunks still. Wow, that's crazy.
How does it make you feel?
Good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? Why is my first name private, but my last name is not on this website? I don't like this.
How does it make you feel?
This is managed by my aunt?
How does it make you feel, Justin?
This actually kind of pisses me the fuck off.
Does it?
It was last updated March 12th. In February, March. That a month ago?
Yeah.
Basically, a month and a week, whatever.
Why do you think that is?
I don't fucking know. This is weird.
Who do you think would do that?
Well, it says my aunt's name right here.
Why would that be?
I don't know. Definitely my aunt. It's got my grandparents' name right here and my other aunt's name and my dad's name.
Why would that be?
I don't fucking know. I don't know what the fuck this website is. This Jenny.com shit. I don't know.
Well, who would do that?
I already fucking told you who the fuck would do that shit. Hold on. I'm finding out that there's a lot of shit on the internet with my name tied to
it. You're listening to DFC on the couch with Justin Time.
I'm not a fan of this. Oh really? If I want to go deeper, I gotta fucking make an account.
Oh boy.
Yeah, I'm gonna save this for when
maybe
I'm
we
not.
Shouldn't keep you by the computer.
I'm gonna save. I closed it out. I'm not gonna look at
Danny
it again.
Danny, we miss you.
Oh yes, Danielle, we do miss you.
Hey.
Hey, he woke up with her.
They played the same song too, just to fucking be a dick.
Yeah, just.
It still opens up with Sonny and Cher. But no, there's Rita.
And she's happy.
Yeah.
Until she realizes he doesn't know shit about her.
Yeah, he's actually a fucking dick. And well, I mean, did he become this person? Is that what happened? over 36 years, maybe he actually changed and she did fall in love with him.
Maybe. I mean, 30 to 40 years, that's...
I mean, he can't still be the same guy, can he? Even if it was like 10 years, like how Harold Ramis first said 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the short...
I mean, let me think. When I was 16, I was even stupider than I am now, so... Yeah, I'm probably similar but different.
When I was 40, I was a lot different, too.
Multiply it. You're 80?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You look good for 80.
Fuck yeah, I do.
I mean, you look terrible for 90, but good for 80.
Well, hey, thank you. Thanks very much. But it's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. Oh, you mean on the movie?
Yeah. And Netflix just stacked it up when you...
And yeah, that
wow.
was me.
Wow, it
I can I control Netflix with my setting down of my beer.
But the movie started over, but it was almost over anyway.
All right, let's start this whole thing over again. So this is 1993.
Oh, I got to pee so bad.
Groundhog Day, starring Bill Murray and Annie McDowell. It's directed by Harold Ramis. I think that's about all we got for you guys. We've pretty much tapped everything. Stay tuned. Next week we'll give you our top five. Well, me and Jason will.
Our top five Bill Murray's.
Bill Murray's, yeah.
Danielle is probably not gonna make it again.
No, I mean, we can try, but I don't think she's coming back.
Well, yeah, because that's gonna be in like 10 minutes or whatever.
Yeah, but, exactly.
How do people get a hold of us?
They can find us on the email, the electronic mail.
Yeah.
It's drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com. You can send us some snail mail at 242425 60th Street.
Don't send it there.
Send it there.
No, P.O. Box.
420.
What's my P.O. Box? Don't, no, drunkfilmcommentary@yahoo.com.
Wait, we have a P.O. Box?
Yeah. 1763
Kenosha, Wisconsin?
Kenosha, yeah.
Dope.
Oh,
didn't
yeah.
know we had that. We got Instagrams, we got P.O. boxes. We're like semi legit.
Indeed.
We got Spike Jones on the fucking ones and twos. Yeah, you can follow us on Twitter at you can follow me on Twitter at Timeshares, that's T-Y-M-E Shares, one word. Apparently it's at Drunk Film Commentary or something for the other Twitter. You can find it if you Google halfway decent. Apparently we have an Instagram. I don't know what that is. I think it's drunk_film_commentary. Don't quote me. I mean, try to quote me, but if it's not right, then don't quote me. And you know what? I think that's all the ways you can get a hold of us. I mean, I'll give you my phone number, but that'd be weird. Oh, we're on Facebook. Search for us there, too. Yeah, that's it. Alright, chunks out. Yeah, I just finished up.
Stop it?
No. I'm pretty sure we're still being recorded.
Is this still playing?
Yeah.
Oh, hey. All right.
Yep.
Thank all of our listeners.
No, but thank you guys.
If they last this long. Hey.
Yeah, hey.
Double thanks.
You're a fucking trooper.
Danny, we miss you.
Yeah. Get back soon.
Yeah, I hope you feel better.
I'm getting day drunk.
Yeah, we need you here because we didn't talk about this movie very much at all.
We didn't say shit.
But, yeah, that's another episode of Drunk Film Commentary. I'm JTB.
I'm Justin Time.
And,
what I do when I'm blackout drunk is none of my business.
Yeah.